All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Saturday, December 13th of 2025. Looking ahead here, we have an action-packed weekend full of NBA Cup semifinals tonight. We have NHL action, we have MMA, and then we have NFL, as well as a host of other sports going on as well. So should be a fun weekend here. For those of you who are new, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions, get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there's a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show here on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So you can tune in any one of those days to get your questions answered. All right. With that said, let's get SaberSim pulled up. Appreciate you guys hanging out with me on a Saturday morning or afternoon, depending on where you live. We got SaberSim pulled up on the screen. We have the NFL main slate for tomorrow as our slate that we're going to be working with right now. No questions prior to the show, which is totally okay. We are going to be kicking things off with a bit of a slate demo here, and then we will answer any questions as they roll in. So for the sake of this example, I'm going to be building 500 lineups. We're going to be making our two adjustments to either the projection or my own columns here to activate the build lineups. I do the ownership one because it has less impact. Projection still has a minor impact, but some. So here's two adjustments to the my own, and then we are going to kick off a build. You know, as far as any of the settings go, you know, not really setting any rules, not setting up any filters, not changing any of the settings. I think it's okay if you want to do some of those things, you know, it's totally fine to turn on the default don't use players against opposing defense rule. Maybe set up some other rules that you like, or I always want a quarterback with a pass catcher or something like that. You know, there are definitely these exist so you can customize the lineups to your liking. Me, I'm just letting SaberSim handle it a little bit more hands-off, but it is okay to be more hands-on and more direct with what you want your lineups to look like. So I don't want to discourage anybody from adding in their own opinions. All right, so lineups run. We have our pool here, 500-ish lineups. Builder can go a little bit over. I know people ask that from time to time. Hey, you know, I built 500. It gave me 535. Builder doesn't have a hard cap. Can go a little bit over. And, more lineups, the better. So totally okay. All right. I'm just going to create a manual group here, 20 lineups. If you have uploaded an entry file, I would stick with portfolio. I don't have one, so I'm just going to use Unique's one Saber score. Totally okay. I like to view my lineups in the expanded view rather than the row view here, which we call compact view. So I'm going to turn off in the lineup settings, the use compact lineup view toggle. I'm going to turn it off. That way I can see my lineups nice and big, kind of like a normal lineup card, if you build by hand or anything like that. Actionron said, "What's up, my guy? What is going on? Thanks for tuning in." All right. So got our group. Got our lineups opened up. I'm going to go into the player table and I'm going to sort by exposure. Mostly want to check out hey, what are my highest exposures? And then on the other side, right, what are my highest leverages? Because yeah, I could have a 65% top exposure, but that player could be, 35% owned. And then I could maybe have a 40% exposure, but the player is 7% owned, right? So the leverage on the 7% owned player ends up being higher than the highest exposed player, right? So we kind of got to look at it from two angles. Always remember that matching your exposure to your ownership is the most neutral thing you can do, right? Because when say McCaffrey is, we're just going to round here to 35%, right? When McCaffrey is 35% owned, and you have 35% exposure. That means that when he does good, you know, think of it as like kind of like an advance rate, right? You're moving closer to being the winning lineup. So when he has a really good day and you most likely need him to win, the percentage of your lineups that quote unquote advance here are the same rate as the other users in your contest, right? When you match. And then if he does bad similarly, you know, that percentage basically like same percentage falls off, like, hey, 35% of your lineups are dead. So your advance rate is like the same as the field. Leverage is important because, well, if he's 35% owned and I have 65% and he does good, now a larger portion of your lineups are different from the field. And when he does good, more of your lineups advance and kind of stay live, right? So leverage, super, super important. It's going to basically tell you who you are rooting for. And then inversely, right, you flip it, who you are rooting against, right? So here in this example, if I sort by leverage, okay, we're rooting like Rashee Rice, very high leverage for us, Gesicki, Giants, McCaffrey, Woody Marks, and then inversely, we are rooting against Zay Flowers, Derrick Henry, Jackson Dart, so Debo Samuel. So we're kind of fading like Baltimore, and then we're rooting for some of these other players, right? I think it's good to come in here and just like put eyes on this. Like, hey, am I actually comfortable with these players being my like stands on the slate, right? These are the players SaberSim is saying I should take a stand on. And then you can figure out if you agree with that or not. Like me personally, you know, yeah, I know Washington like sucked last week and Minnesota defense was like really, really good scoring wise, right? Because I think they shut them out. But I don't know if I personally want to be almost 6x ownership on the Giants defense. You know, defense is a very high variance position. When they're 7% owned and I have 40, that might be like a little aggressive for me, you know? So not saying I'm not willing to be leveraged. I just don't know if I'm willing to be this much, you know? So like I might come in here and say like, hey, you know, let's take this Giants exposure down from 40% to say 30%. Right. Because I'm willing to listen to SaberSim that they're a good defense to play, that, you know, maybe they're in a good spot. Maybe I get some salary relief, but this leverage is like a little bit too high and I'm not totally on board with it. Right. So I lower them down to 30. My leverage comes down, still high exposed, but not as big of a stand. You know, those are the type of adjustments like I'm thinking of. Right. You go the other way. Sometimes you're going to be in a situation where you're basically fading like a really good player. You know, I saw this, I think on the NBA quarterfinal cup slate, where like we had our highest negative leverage was Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. And it was like, am I comfortable with him being my highest negative leverage, right? Like I'm comfortable being under on him. Sure. But I don't know if I want to fade him that much, right? Because like full fading him and he's like 25% owned is actually like a really big stand. And I don't know if I want to do that, right? So then you can limit your negative leverage, you know, say Zay Flowers, maybe you think he's going to do good. Okay, well, like I'm willing to be like half the field ownership wise, right? He's about 18% owned. So maybe I set an exposure of 9% to him. We're like, hey, I want to be under the field still, or I'll listen to SaberSim and I'm willing to be under the field, but I don't want to be this far under the field, right? I don't feel like he is that bad of a play. So having him as my highest negative leverage feels kind of bad, right? These are the like high value adjustments you can make here. So spend some time looking at exposures, spend some time looking at leverage. Once you're done with all that, save the lineups. And then you can upload them to your contest. All right. While we were discussing that, a couple questions rolling in here. Is it better to use the sim in building lineups compared to optimizer? So it's going to depend what kind of contest you're playing, right? If you are playing tournaments, GPPs, you know, these contests with bigger prizes to first, then yes, you should use sim mode. Sim mode is going to build you lineups that are optimized to get into the top 1% of your contests, right? The opposite side of that is if you are playing cash games, head-to-heads, double-ups, triple-ups, then I would focus on building with optimizer mode, right? Optimizer mode is better at building your lineups based on average scores where you're trying to get in like the top 50-ish percent. But sim mode is like you're trying to get in that very, very high, small percentage. So the sim mode lineups are take into account projection. There's like some projection floor aspect to it, but it is not solely based on that. And there are a lot of other factors that come into play as far as like your ownership and your upside and things like that. So just kind of make that distinction between the contest you're playing and then choose the appropriate one. Question, are you doing this on the ultimate plan or the one below? Because that's the one I have. So I'm on an ultimate account, but I only built 500 lineups. And on starter, you have portfolio, which is what I have here. So there's portfolio on starter, and then there's portfolio plus. There's not a lot of other differences between the two. Like the big difference is that one on ultimate, you get 5,000 lineups as opposed to 500. And then on ultimate, you get the portfolio plus versus portfolio. The difference between the plus and the not plus is portfolio uses one single, we call it a simple contest sim. Now it's basically a contest sim that we feel represents like a good portion of the lobby. And we put your lineups through that sim. We use that to generate the Saber scores. The Saber scores are effectively ROIs, right? So like this average Saber score of 50 is a 50% ROI in that simple contest sim. Where Portfolio Plus excels is that, say you're playing 10 contests, we are running 10 different contest sims, not just one, and we are using all of the exact contest information as far as number of entrants, prize pool, percent to first, cashing percent, the exact payout structures. And so your ROI results are going to be hyper-specific, and they're going to be, the lineups are going to be better tailored for each individual contest. So that's like the big difference there. But I'm effectively running this as if it were starter because I don't have an entry file uploaded, and that's why it's only showing portfolio. But I'm using Unique Swan Saber score anyways. Follow up, and you want the highest Saber score and not negative score. So you don't always want the highest Saber score. That's what gets like a little tricky here. Let's go back to compact view. So if you sort Unique Swan Saber score, it's going to just give you the highest Saber score lineups straight down. What portfolio does is it looks at all of your lineups, and then it says, hey, which of these lineups complement each other the best, right? So in portfolio, it's not going to be a straight line like this. Maybe portfolio decides, hey, you know, it is better to play maybe lineup one and then lineup three, as opposed to playing lineup one and then lineup two. So it might skip lineup two and go straight to three. And that could be because, hey, you know, lineups one and two, it looks like they have like a lot of kind of similar pieces, like, or at least like they both have Darnold, they both have Woody Marks, they both have Njigba, right? But then lineup three has Mahomes, has Rice, has no Njigba, has Chase. So these lineups are like a little bit different. Hypothetically, they could complement each other better over the long run as far as, you know, they're not fighting each other for first place equity. When one does bad, the other one does good. And so it kind of smooths out your results. Portfolio figures that part out, which lineups complement each other the best, and then plays them in that order. So you might have a situation where your portfolio rank is 1, 3, 7, 2, 9 or something like that, right? Where they're all still high Saber scores. They're just in a different order based on the correlation between the lineups. So portfolio does that in a very smart and intelligent way, and still gives you high Saber score lineups. You just might not have all of the highest in order, and that is okay. Second part, not negative score. So I would try and avoid negative saber score lineups. I think you can just go to your lineup pool. You can set up a filter and maybe I call it saber score. And then I say show lineups with saber score greater than zero. It'll just remove those lineups from consideration completely. Now I only have 140 available lineups and maybe that's okay. You know, I've removed those bad ones. Notice my average saber score didn't change here, right? Because there were no negatives this high up. So this is definitely a filter that you can set just to have some peace of mind that you're never going to get those negatives into your set. All right. Got a question here in Discord. Question says, hi, Andrew. I'm following up on the question I had about Saber System for one of the template options. I'm using the starter version of Saber Sim. As I'm building my lineups this morning, I noticed that when I select the Saber System as my template, it defaults to all contests in one group in my lineup field. Does the starter package not have the option for direct fill? I noticed you had access to direct fill, and in Jordan's videos, he does too. Thank you for your help. Yeah, I haven't gotten an official answer on this one. I will follow up. What I think happened is I think we changed the name. Because if you're getting all contests in one group, and if you're getting a unique lineup in each entry, that is effectively what direct fill is. So my initial assumption here is that we changed the name, and the name stayed the same for users who were previously on, who previously had direct fill. We didn't update the name for them. We just left it. And then we're like, hey, from this point on, we are going to call this template Saber System because it fits our messaging the best. Like if you go to the top left corner and you go to Saber School, we've created effectively a course called Saber System, which is like our most, where you can go to get like our advice about process and stuff like that. I think the direct fill fits that content the best. So we updated the name, but I will get clarification on that still. And that is what I believe is happening. And it looks like there's a question here. Okay, yeah, this kind of further solidifies my opinion here. Akshon said, thanks so much. You're welcome. It does list 196 lineups when I have 196 entries. Okay, perfect. That is exactly what direct fill does. If I have 220 maxes, it puts them both in one group, and then it gives me 40 lineups. So Saber System equals direct fill here. I think we just updated the name. It says, and then follow up, when I select all contests in one group template, it only lists 150. Yes. So the all contests in one group, if I had 220 maxes, it would give me 20 lineups. And then it would play the 20 in bold. So all contests in one group gives you whatever the max number of entries you have in one single contest is. So if you have a 150 max and a 20, it's going to give you 150 lineups. And any contest below that will reuse lineups from the original 150. The Saber System or the direct fill would give you 170 unique lineups. So all it is here is a name change, but it works the exact same. All right, cool. Thanks for that additional context. Very, very helpful. All right. We knocked out a slate demo to start, answered some questions along the way. Think we're all caught up here. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back Monday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.